Hey there, amazing humans. Welcome back to Depression to Drive, Gentle Motivation to Move. I'm your host, Jake Carter, here to help you shake off those heavy vibes and get moving towards a happier, more fulfilling life. Today, we're diving into something powerful, cultivating forgiveness, both for ourselves and others. Ever feel stuck in the mud of resentment? You know that feeling when anger or bitterness lingers, like a nasty taste in your mouth, dragging you down? It can be tough to let go, but trust me, holding on to those grudges only hurts you in the long run. We're all human, we all mess up, and sometimes, the people closest to us make mistakes that leave scars. But here's the thing, forgiveness isn't about condoning their actions, it's about releasing yourself from the burden of anger and pain. It's about choosing to move forward, not backward. And honestly, sometimes that's the toughest battle we fight, forgiving ourselves. We all have those moments where we stumble, fall flat on our faces, and question everything we thought we knew. But here's the secret sauce. Embracing self-compassion. Imagine treating yourself with the same kindness, understanding, and patience you would offer a good friend going through a tough time. You wouldn't berate them for their mistakes, right? You'd be there to offer support and encouragement. So why do we treat ourselves so much harsher? That inner critic can be brutal. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate forgiveness and self-compassion. 1. Acknowledge the hurt. It's crucial to acknowledge the pain caused by someone else's actions or your own mistakes. Bottling it up only allows resentment to fester. Allow yourself to feel those emotions, but don't let them define you. 2. Shift your perspective. Try to see things from a different angle. Remember that everyone makes mistakes, even the people who hurt us. They might be struggling with their own demons, or they might not even realize the impact of their actions. Think about it like this. If someone bumped into you accidentally, would you assume they did it on purpose? Probably not. 3. Practice gratitude. Focusing on what you're grateful for can shift your mindset from negativity to positivity. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small, and watch as gratitude helps melt away bitterness. Think of it as a mental detox, clearing out the clutter of anger and resentment. 4. Let go of control. We can't control other people's actions, but we can control our reactions to them. Choose to respond with compassion and understanding instead of lashing out in anger. Remember, holding on to anger is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. You're the one who suffers in the end. 5. Forgive yourself. This is often the hardest part. We all make mistakes, but beating ourselves up over them doesn't help anyone. Remember that you're human, and you deserve forgiveness, just like everyone else. Treat yourself with kindness and understanding, and move forward with a renewed sense of hope. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine your friend Sarah had a terrible day. She lost her job, spilled coffee all over herself, and then got stuck in traffic. You know she's feeling down, but instead of saying something like, "Wow, that was a rough day," which is technically true but lacks warmth, you offer a genuine, "Hey Sarah, I'm so sorry to hear about everything that happened today. What can I do to help?" ... That's the power of self-compassion and forgiveness in action. It's not just about accepting our own imperfections but also offering ourselves the same support and understanding we would give a loved one going through a tough time. So, let's recap those key takeaways. Acknowledge the hurt, shift your perspective, practice gratitude, let go of control, and most importantly, forgive yourself. It's not always easy, but it's worth it. Remember, forgiveness is a gift you give yourself, a chance to break free from the shackles of anger and resentment. It's an act of self-love and empowerment. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on this episode. How have you practiced forgiveness in your own life? What's one thing you can do today to cultivate more self-compassion? Let me know in the comments, and remember to share this podcast with anyone who could use a little dose of gentle motivation. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.